If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Still going strong.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, let's have some music, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What Hot you got?
Club of Cowtown.
Oh,
ride
yeah.
along with us. You betcha. Time changes everything.
No other, and we sang our own love's refrain. Our hearts beat as one as we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone, and there's blue skies again, 'cause time changes everything.
To agree with that, I think time does change everything, right?
Not always for the better,
right.
Not always for the the bad.
Well, the old saying, time heals all wounds.
Heals all wounds.
Or the podiatrist says, time wounds all heals.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Either one, right?
Is it a podiatrist or podologist?
A podologist, which is what Dad would say.
Dad used to pronounce it podologist.
He would say, I'm an equine podologist.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a good memory.
I had forgotten that one.
Yeah. Well, change is good?
Question mark.
Change is good.
Well, yeah. I got to thinking about these dang wolves.
Okay. All right. You know, go
we right. changed that.
We just as well jump into that. Go ahead.
You know, we spent years and years and years
changing
that
yes.
situation.
Yes.
And in one stroke of a pen,
my goodness,
that all got wiped out.
So I'm going to come up with a statistic here.
A statistic?
A statistic. Okay. So just so you know, 80%, 87% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And you can make them say anything you want.
And you can make them say whatever you want.
Yeah.
But since the early 70s, mm-hmm. when the Endangered Species Act was enacted, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. between then and now, mm-hmm. can you guess how many species, plant, animal, or species, were put on the list?
Thousands.
Well, no, not quite.
Hundreds?
Over 300.
Okay, hundreds. Okay,
over 300.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't checked lately, but it's over 300.
Okay, are they still extinct?
So here we go. Here comes the next statistic.
Okay.
Of those over 300 plants, animals, or species, how many of them have been removed from the list?
None.
Two. Two.
Yeah. Which two?
I don't even know which two they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're some fungus or, you know, something like that. Yeah.
There's a pygmy toad somewhere.
Yeah, right. And, yeah. The three-eyed boreal toad or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Two. So.
Okay.
So
here we go.
It's not working.
Change is good.
Change is inevitable.
Let's make a change.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. All right.
Right.
So instead, we're going to introduce the wolves into northern Colorado and let them run back into Wyoming.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? They're predators when they get into Wyoming. They're not protected anymore. I wonder if that's going to change.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, it's interesting when we delisted them.
Yeah.
You know, how many were
okay.
shot. Okay. Yeah. Just right. come right out. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, change is good. Change for the better.
Okay.
All right.
And yeah, let's be smart about change.
Well, I guess better is in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
But. Well, you know, for years, you know, we had all these wolves.
Sure.
And we didn't have a deer herd. We didn't have an elk herd.
Right.
We didn't have an antelope herd.
Right, right.
What happened to our deer herd?
Okay, now in their... Now, right. Now in their... benevolence, I guess is what I'm going to say. Now they're going to take wolves, they're going to put them in the bitterroot and Selway, and that will help remove them from the endangered species list. That's what they're saying. Well, I got news for them.
Let's see.
There's not much for them to eat up there anymore, okay, from the grizzly bears.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. How did we get off onto this?
You started that.
I did, didn't I? My
I'm
apologies.
Going to scrape that off on you.
Change is good when training horses.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Change is always good. You know, horses get bored just like humans do.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the same routine, in the same place, doing the same thing.
Are we doing more circles?
How many circles are we going to run
How
today?
How many circles are we doing?
Are we back in the round pin?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Change is good.
Yeah. Get out of the corral.
Well, and of course, the good horsemen have their horses out, and they're exposing them to different scenarios, mm-hmm. mostly cattle.
Running water.
Yeah. Jackrabbits.
Jackrabbits.
Out from under a bush. Sage chickens.
Yes.
Exposing them to different areas, different ideas, different thoughts.
Absolutely.
It's not a bad idea to change that up with the guy riding him, too.
Exactly.
Not a bad idea to change that up, either. You're right?
Yeah. Let's go another direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's rethink this.
I'll bring you my problem horses. You bring me your good horses.
And pretty soon we'll all be in trouble.
And we'll all be fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that'll be good. Right. All right. What about crop rotation?
Well, there's something to be said about that.
Change is good.
Except for this country.
Well, right. Well, you do change your grazing, though.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, I came into this country being a farmer.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to disc this up, and we got to do this, and we got to do that. And
we come from southern Idaho.
And Dick looked at me and says, if you break that sod, Yep. You are done. You will never have another crop of hay.
You're finished, yeah.
Because there's only like 3 or 4 inches of topsoil.
Yeah.
And the rest is alkali bog.
There you go.
And if you break that that barrier, you're in trouble.
Out where you live.
Out where I live, yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
I have seen a couple of fellers turn things up and actually plant some good cow feed.
Absolutely.
I've seen that in our country. That's rare.
It is.
But they've done it, and they've done a good job at it. I've seen that happen.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, you know, change is good.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exclamation
point.
Yeah,
it's like the tater patch out there at my place. Yeah. You know, they grew taters and rutabagas and stuff way back in the 1920s, and those humps are still there.
That's right. Hey, we better have a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Well, I'd like to go back. I'd like to go back to the days of my youth, when I used to ride the wild horses. I was not any good, to tell you the truth, I've been told from various sources. I'd like to go back to the bold times of old, daub a loop on anything with hair. If the truth were known, I couldn't catch a cold, yet I'd brag about roping a bear. I'd like to go back when I was gritty, to the days when I didn't feel fear. Back then I was dense and not very witty, and my courage came mostly from beer. I'd like to go back to when I was thinner. I would beat the girls off with a stick. That was before I ate cookies for dinner. Now putting on my pants is a trick. I'd like to go back to when I was a hand. There was no better cowboy than I. But if you ask the guys who rode for the brand, they would say I was more talk than try. Now, the older I get, the better I was, and I still tell my tales with some smack. But it don't matter. I don't think it does, just as long as we cannot go back. Yeah, it don't matter, I guess. Yeah, there you
just
go.
Don't matter. Yeah.
How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, my goodness, a classic.
Who's singing?
Eddie Arnold.
And what's he singing this
where
week?
Where do the mountains meet the sky?
Nice.
I'm going to ride, 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 ride down that dusty trail to the land of sweet enchantment where hardship don't prevail. I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. Gonna saddle up my faithful Pinto and bid the boys goodbye. I'll say so long to Mom and Dad, and tell Sister not to cry. 'Cause I'm heading for the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky. I'm gonna ride, 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 ride down that dusty enchantment where hardship don't prevail. When my roundup days are over and I said my last goodbye, I'll be up in the blue horizon where the mountains meet the sky.
By golly, Eddie sings something other than cattle call. How about that?
He can sing. Can
we need to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.